This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical. I'm Jimmy Sutherland. First name Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y. Sutherland, S-U-T-H-E-R-L-A-N-D. Place was Mission Point, Flint. Date was February 24, 2024. New paragraph patient profile. Mr. Sutherland is an 84-year-old male who came from Hurley period. He's known to have peripheral arterial disease. And he had a amputation of all of his toes recently, period. A pair of history of present illness. This man has peripheral arterial disease and underwent percutaneous transluminal angioplasty of the right posterior tibial artery on January 18th of this year, period. This was followed by an elective right third, fourth, and fifth toe amputation on January 27th, period. This was because of limb ischemia, period. After the surgery, he spiked fever and he had a bone biopsy positive for ESBL E. coli and Enterococcus faecalis, period. ID followed and he was put on vancomycin and meropenem and comes to us on this, period. He has had diabetes mellitus, which he states is relatively controlled, period. He denies polyuria or polydipsia, period. He has a history of coronary artery disease, which is stable without any current chest pain, period. He has a pacemaker in the left upper chest, but he couldn't specify exactly why he had it, period. It's noted that he had a left below knee amputation, and he states it was about 2 years ago, period. He was followed by physical therapy also at the hospital, period. He had an increased need for assistance for ambulation and to maintain weight-bearing status, the right limb, period. He needed assistance with transfers, period. He feels okay and the pain is relatively stable, and he comes to us for IV antibiotic therapy till March 9th, period. He also has a stage 2 coccidial ulcer and a stage 3 right heel ulcer, period. In paragraph review of systems, constitutional, he's not feeling feverish or having chills. Eye, no visual complaints. ENT, he has hearing aids and has some diminution in hearing, no sore throat or earache. Respiratory, no dyspnea or cough. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or dizziness or other symptoms. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or diarrhea. GU, no dysuria, musculoskeletal. He has slightly decreased range of motion of the shoulders and he has a little bit of pain, but no extreme arthralgias, period. Skin, he has the wounds as described above. No rash or itch. Endocrine, he has diabetes, but no polyuria or polydipsia. Neurologic, no headaches, dizziness, or seizures. New paragraph. Past history is positive for diabetes mellitus type 2, coronary artery disease, pacemaker.
Where's my Robin? Robin! Lisa!
Colon cancer with surgery and he had some radiation pills in 2017. Hyperlipidemia, hypertension, pacemaker, peripheral arterial disease. He had a left below knee amputation. He had a colostomy with revision after the surgery period. This was in 2018. Hernia repair. He had left foot debridement before the amputation below the knee. New paragraph, family history. His father died at the age of 47 and was felt that he had coal miner's black lung disease, according to him, period. His mother lived to 94 and died of old age, and he's not aware of any illnesses that she had, period. He has two brothers with diabetes mellitus. Impaired social. He's a former smoker, but quit around 1979. No alcohol excess, period. New paragraph. Medications. Norco 5 through 25, one every 6 hours is needed. Glimepiride, 2 milligrams daily. Insulin insulin 70-30. 24 units twice a day, Sen 8.6 milligrams nightly, ertapenem 1 gram, IV every 24 hours for 13 days. Cubicin, which is daptomycin, 500 milligrams every 24 hours for 13 days. Aspirin 81 milligrams daily. New paragraph, allergies unknown. New paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 91 over 73. Temperature 97.6. Pulse 87. Respiratory rate 18, head and neck. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular lumens intact, pupils equal and reactive to light. Oral mucosa normal, he was normal inspection, but he has difficulty hearing. Neck has no mass or nodes or thyromegaly, period. It is supple. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1-S2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS cranial was grossly normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, he has a left lower extremity below knee amputation, and he has an amputation of all toes on the right, period. His wounds are dressed, but are stable. he has slightly decreased shoulder range of motion bilaterally, period. Skin has a wound of the coccydeal area and a wound of the right heel at stage 3, period. He has an incision at the amputation site, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, he has diabetes mellitus. We're saying that one, he has had osteomyelitis for the right foot and comes to us on antibiotics for the wound and post amputation of the toes. Alkaline ertapenem 1 gram every 24 hours and Cubicin 500 milligrams every 24 hours for 13 days through March 9th. Two, he has diabetes mellitus and will continue 70-30 insulin, 24 units twice a day plus glimepiride 2 milligrams daily, period. Three, he has coronary artery disease, which is stable. Alkaline aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, period. Four, he has wounds and will get wound care to see, period. I will follow him at Mission Point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Mm-hmm.